Good afternoon, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Christopher Heimnick is being held under a $1.5 million secured bond on charges of arson and first-degree murder. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said Heimnick was charged after a structure fire left Wendell Smith dead on Manly Smith Road in Nakina on Saturday. A woman in the house escaped injury. County commissioners on Monday will review a plan to regulate campers and RVs used as primary residences. The proposal was tabled at the last meeting, where multiple residents spoke out against campers being used in illegal trailer parks across the county. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicked off today at the Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw. The event continues through Sunday. There'll be antique tractors and farm equipment, the daily parade of power, food and antique vendors, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. The Cape Fear Farm Heritage Association will be operating its 100-plus-year-old sawmill. You can even learn about mule-drawn plows and enjoy a cowboy action show. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV all weekend long. While no burn bans have been ordered here, the Forest Service is issuing warnings against outdoor burning in much of North Carolina. The combination of low humidity and the continuing drought are creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Columbus County is still roughly 7 inches below average rainfall. Greenswamp Highway will be detoured to Blacksmith Road beginning on Monday while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. The detour will be in place throughout April. Governor Josh Stein delivered his first State of the State address on Wednesday, surprising some by calling for a government efficiency agency similar to that one put in place by President Donald Trump. He also called on the legislature to speed up approval of the Hurricane Helene relief package. Stein has also proposed raising starting teacher pay to the highest in the Southeast, providing universal free lunches and a $4 billion school bond referendum. A House bill banning cellular phones for students is gaining traction in the legislature. The House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday will delve deeper into HB 87, titled Cell Phone Free Education. The bill would prohibit students from having cellular devices in the classroom. Three Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonvili, Corporal Chris Cotton, and School Resource Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant at a Clarendon home last year. Fonvili recently extracted a toddler from a heating vent at a Georgia Pacific Road home, and Fowler was on duty at Whiteville High School when he provided emergency first aid to a student who was choking. Saturday is going to be the big day at the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. In addition to plants and produce, it's time for poultry. Fresh eggs will always be available, but there will also be chicks, ducklings, and goslings for sale. Plus, there will be free cotton candy for the kids. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville. It's open from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. every Saturday. April 5th will be the big spring sale with a food truck rodeo, blacksmith, pony rides, tax swap and sale, and much more. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.